The cigar box guitar was an invention of poor African-American musicians who took wooden cigar boxes and turned them into instruments during the mid-19th century. Well, recently there's been a renaissance. Hadi Mawagdi of KERA in Dallas spoke with historians, musicians, and makers of cigar box guitars to learn more.
Kevin Edwards cuts into a piece of wood inside his music shop in downtown McKinney, a city north of Dallas. There's an old record player in the corner, and guitars hang on the wall. Edwards uses them to teach lessons. But when he's not teaching, Edwards crafts cigar box guitars.
I like the freehand style, so I do all mine freehanded.
He got the idea a few years back when he saw a busker playing one.
Drawn to it instantly. It was pretty cool being a guitar player myself, so started researching them online and then started building my own, and then just kept at it.
Edwards has made and sold more than 100 cigar box guitars. They sell for $150 a pop, a bargain considering that you can find them for as much as $2,000 online. But it's also ironic because at one time, these homemade guitars were a poor man's instrument. Now you can spot stars like Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, Keith Richards, and a former Beatle playing them.
Paul McCartney won a Grammy for his performance with Dave Grohl's Sound City, and in there, McCartney has the song Give Me Some Slack, and he's playing a cigar box guitar as well.
That's the self-proclaimed king of the cigar box guitar, Shane Spiel from York, Pennsylvania.
The cigar box guitar has not only become my passion, but it's become my occupation.
Spiel is a musician, historian, and sort of the patron saint of cigar box guitars. He says the cigar box guitar is a variation of a single-string instrument called the diddley bow, and both can be traced back to an African instrument called the gimbri.
And the gimbri was nothing but an empty wooden box with a skin over top, but the neck was shoved the whole way through the body of the instrument. Most cigar box guitars are made that way, too.
Spiel says turning cigar boxes into a version of the gimbri began in the mid-1800s and is indirectly connected to the U.S. shipping and tax regulations.
Cigars used to be shipped in big barrels, but the government needed to tax them, so they said that cigars needed to be packaged in boxes of like 20 or 50.
Since cigars were popular at the time, all of a sudden these decorative wooden boxes were everywhere. The instrument soon followed, and so did instructions for creating them.
We've found plans written by Daniel Carter Beard, the man who started the Boy Scouts. He published plans for how to make a cigar box banjo that were based on a banjo that his family's slave made.
By the 1920s, the simple 3- and 4-string instruments were spotted far away from the Deep South, where they originated.
I've also found a pocket of cigar box guitars and other instruments in the Upper Peninsula of Wisconsin and Michigan.
Today, Dallas bluesman Reverend K.M. Williams performs with custom instruments, including a cigar box guitar. He says it's a tradition.
Elmo James used to play a diddley bow. Muddy Waters used to play a diddley bow. Lionel Hopkins built a cigar box guitar out of screen wire. All of these great musicians used to play cigar box or diddley bow-related guitars.
And then, says Shane Spiel, there was Blind Willie Johnson.
He learned to play at the age of 5 on a 1-string cigar box guitar that his dad made him. And Blind Willie Johnson took an old pocket knife, and he would play up and down that 1-string with that pocket knife as a slide.
Johnson's 1927 song, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, is on the Golden Record that launched into space in 1977 on the Voyager space probe. That recording was made with a single-string slide guitar. But Spiel says it's the type of song that Johnson grew up learning to play on his cigar box guitar. And what's so special about the cigar box guitar? Spiel says it's the sound. The thing buzzes, it rattles, it's raspy, and it's absolutely perfectly imperfect. Music shop owner Kevin Edwards agrees.
Every single one sounds a little bit different. So like when you string them up at the end after spending so much time building them, it's very exciting to hear what it sounds like.
Who needs to buy a guitar when you can just go and build one? For Here and Now, I'm Hadi Mawagdi.